Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For more information, call 866-837-9027.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our web special Thursday edition of the Opening Market Report. Let's check how prices fared on the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 392, up one on the open. July, 393, down a half. Over at the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 341 and a half, down a half on the open. May, 352, down three quarters. July, 361, down one and a half. September, 371, down one and a half. December, 383 and a half, down one and a quarter on the open. March corn opened at 215, make it 216 and three quarters, up a quarter on the open. May, 226 unchanged. July, 235 unchanged. September, 241 and three quarters, down a half. December, 251 and a half, down three quarters. March, 257 and three quarters, down one on the open. March oats open at 196, up a quarter on the open. May, 186 and three quarters, up one. March soybeans open at 566 and a half, down a half on the open. May, 577, down one. July, 587, down one and a half. August, 591, unchanged. November, $6, down a half on the open. March soybean meal open at 178.30, down 10 on the open. May, 180, down 40. March soybean oil open at 21.38, down 14 on the open. May at 21.67, down 22. On a Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle opened at 113.20, down 12 and a half on the open. March, 111.70, up 30. April, 112.10, down 7 and a half on the open. February live cattle opened at 95, up 10 on the open. April, 93.25, down 5. February lean hogs opened at 56.95, down 40 on the open. April, 61.65, down 10. May, 65.20, down 12 and a half. June, 68.15, down 30 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 79.30, down 15 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Be sure to join us this evening at the Vermilion County Farm Bureau office in Danville for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight's panel begins at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing, Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities, Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services, and this man, Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is located in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, as we go ahead and take a look at the day trade today, we see quite a bit of red on the screen, but it has been bouncing and waffling back and forth between green and red today. Looks like, essentially, though, a quiet market today.
Yeah, that's what it kind of looks like. We've had a couple good week in corn, basically starting with Monday's rally and then follow through there on both Tuesday and Wednesday here. So after 3 days of up, a day or two of consolidation is probably in the cards. That's kind of what it looks like here during the first half hour trade anyway. Soybeans has kind of been the opposite. They've had kind of up days, but then in the final 15 minutes or so, they erase all of their gains and close a few pennies lower. That seems to be the case here with beans, too, kind of consolidating as well as wheat. So it looks like today is kind of a breather day, but I wouldn't necessarily rule out some buying at some point in time here in the day to maybe take things to the plus side.
Anything in your charts that might indicate that soybeans are poised in the near term to break out of their $5.50 to $6 range?
Well, I don't know if I want to say that. I think, you know, we're still in there. We're still basically, you know, 15, 16, 17 cents above that 550 range. We are down here at a point, I think, that beans need to kind of make a stand in here. They need to find a reason to rally out of this bottom end of this trading range and try to visit some prices up toward the top end of the range, or otherwise we're vulnerable to a break to the downside. But so far, so good. I've got some short-term cyclical work that would indicate that beans might be ripe for a rally day in here, maybe not necessarily starting today, but next week. So I think if we can escape any big downs over the next day or two, I think that the bean market is ripe for a little rally in here.
And let's look at the corn market then, where we see lead month March gapped yesterday to above the January 25, 215 mark. And by the way, you said that 210 area last week, and it was an area support, became an area resistance, again an area support?
I would say that the way the market performed over the past week and a half or so, when we went down below it, and then now on Monday we went back above it, that kind of tells me that 3 or 4 days that we visited down underneath that 210 area was a bear trap. That was kind of a winter low. Came a couple, 3 weeks early. Usually the corn market doesn't really turn up until you get about first part of February. So it does look like maybe we did get a winter low in a couple weeks early. Now, I don't, we've got a lot of inventory around. We got a lot of inventory to be moved. So, you know, there's limits to probably how much strength we can have in here. But it does look, at least technically, that the corn market went ahead and put in a winter low.
Certainly corn took a step in the right direction today on its export sales tables.
Yeah, if we could get about 4 or 5 of those, we would really begin to talk about some serious supply-demand tightening, Dave, but that's probably unlikely. I'm surprised the trade missed it that bad. I mean, this is a pretty big miss. I think and I don't necessarily know, I haven't talked to anybody to understand why it was that big a miss, because that's almost, the trade was only looking for something about half that. So something must be going on. I would like to see a few of those that would help substantiate the reasons why this market did begin to take off earlier in this week, that demand is improving. And if demand is improving, that means the balance sheets are tightening, as well as, you know, expectations of a smaller acreage tells you that maybe supply is tightening also. So, but like I said, we've got a long ways to go before we get into any sensitive supply-demand tightening. But as long as the market is perceived as supplies and demand are tightening, that'll provide some underlying support to the corn market.
And the export sales this morning in the corn were 85.2 million bushels. The wheat market, do you like the idea that we're going to challenge what has been a double top in the wheat March lead option?
Well, the chart action is awfully good in wheat. The fault mode in wheat is to go up. You can kind of see that for the last month or two. And a lot of it is being driven by the dry weather situation in the southern plains, and expectations or fears that may move northward get the a larger percentage of the wheat, and then, of course, then that would maybe spill into corn and soybean production later this spring. La Nina weather pattern is a key force here behind the wheat market. Now, worldwide, we've got a lot of wheat around, remember the market is always looking ahead and placing its bets that things are going to change, and I think this is kind of what's happening here in the grain complex right now.
Dan, we'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's get you caught up with the current tick. Kansas City March wheat at 3.92 1/4, up 1 1/4. March wheat in Chicago, 3.42 unchanged. May, 3.52 3/4 unchanged. March corn, 2.14 down 2.5. May, 2.23 3/4 down 2.25. July, 2.32 3/4 down 2.25. September, 2.40 1/2 down 1 3/4. March soybeans, 5.66 down 1. May, 5.78 1/2 down 1 1/2. July, 5.86 1/2 down 2. November, 5.98 3/4 down 1 3/4. March soybean meal, 1.78 down 40. March soybean oil, 21.23 down 29. On the Merck, January feeders, 113.25 down 7 1/2. February live cattle, 95.25 up 35. And February lean hogs, 57.15 down 20 on the day. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILL.UIUC.EDU.